Number one. How much did you spend for the hamburgers?
I paid 40 cents and got two hamburgers for the price of one.
How much is the normal price for one hamburger?
Number two. I'm sorry, madam. The train is somewhat behind schedule. Take a seat and I'll notify you as soon as we know something definite.
Thank you. I'll just sit here and read a newspaper in the meantime.
What conclusion can be drawn from the conversation? Number three. I'm sorry, miss, you'll have to come with us. Mirrors and hidden cameras have detected what you have done. Leave the merchandise here.
I'll come along, but I assure you that I can prove my innocence.
Where did this conversation most likely take place?
Number four. Did you watch the game last night?
I wouldn't have missed it for anything.
Did the man watch the game last night?
Number five. Have you decided where you are going to live when you get married?
I would like to live in the city near my work, but my fiancé wants a house in the suburbs to save on expenses.
Why does the woman's fiancé want to live in the suburbs? Number six. I saw your ad in the morning paper concerning some cameras you have on sale. Could I see the X20 model, please?
Of course. It's an excellent buy. The price includes the tripod.
The lens seems to be excellent, and the tripod is not bad. However, the price on this model seems a little steep. Does it include the flash attachment?
What does the man dislike about the camera?
Number seven. Did you see that fabulous documentary on US hospitals on Channel 4 last night?
No, I decided to watch the movie on Channel 8 instead. Afterwards, I fell asleep.
Why did the woman miss the documentary? Number 8. Would you like to go to the beach this afternoon? Bill and Mary are coming too.
I'm sorry, but I was just putting on my dress to go shopping. I need to get the blouse that goes with my pantsuit. They had to order it special, and it just arrived yesterday.
What is the woman going to buy downtown? Number 9. There's something different about Paula, but I can't put my finger on it.
I heard that she had had cosmetic surgery. Want to bet she had a nose job?
What probably happened to Paula? Number 10. Janet, you're redecorating your apartment, aren't you?
I'm just taking it one step at a time.
What does the woman imply? Section B. The effects of colour. Researchers have found that cool colours, such as blues and greens, can make us feel calm and relaxed. Blue and green surroundings can also lower blood pressure, pulse rate, and breathing rate. Warm colours, such as reds, yellows, and oranges, affect us differently than cool colours do. Warm colours can actually make us feel warmer and excited. They stimulate the heartbeat, raise blood pressure, and quicken breathing. Colour can affect our moods. Yellow, a bright, sunny colour, often makes people feel happy and more active. Yet it makes some people feel hot and restless. Red often makes people feel energetic, but not everyone feels good wearing red. If some colour can make us feel better, might certain colours also help us think better? According to a 3-year study in Germany, the answer seems to be yes. Scientists study how various colours affect school children, and they found that certain colours could raise IQ. In the experiment, rooms with low ceilings were painted in different colours. The more popular colours were light blue, yellow, yellow-green, and orange. Less popular colours, such as white, black, and brown, caused a drop in IQ. The study found that the colour orange in particular improved social behaviour, cheered up children's spirits, and made them less hostile and irritable. Scientists also think that colours can tell us something about people's personalities. People who are more outgoing usually prefer warm colours. People who are quieter often prefer cool colours.